We are recording.
Okay. Good evening. It is Wednesday, March 16. It is just past 6 p.m. and I call this meeting of the Nashua Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Here.
And Secretary Holland.
Present. Hello, Grimaldi.
Yay. So we're glad to have Jessica on remote.
She's got the name tag on top of the drone speaker. That's where I was 2 years ago.
So for people's information, I checked with Steve Bolton, the corporate counsel, on what the rules of the road are for this, and he sent me some email regarding that. But I'll cut to the chase. It's like any of our votes tonight have to be all roll call votes. Yeah, so even for routine business items. So that's probably the biggest thing that you got going. So anyway, with that, public input as it pertains to the agenda tonight. Going once, going twice. Okay. Minutes. Approval of the NEA public minutes of February 16, 2022.
Put forward a motion to approve the minutes, February 2022.
Okay, I'll second it. And do we have any discussion? Okay, Chris, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Chairman Woods.
Aye.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
And Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay, motion is approved. That brings us to the Treasurer's Report, approval of the February 2022 financial statement subject to audit.
All those in favor? this is through the 8 months through February, and we're still on track for a surplus this year, except for depending on how much we're going to be spending on marketing and a few other things. But either way, it should still be well on its way for a surplus this year. Nothing's changed much from last month. I'm going to be talking more with Susan and Chris about the expectations for the building and grounds maintenance account and the fuel farm, where we are in that step. If we're going to do anything with the vehicles, anything more than we've already done. So those are on the to-do list, but everything else is pretty straightforward. Balance sheet's still strong, payables are paid, except for the retainage of the projects. Liabilities are pretty clean and pretty current. So, you have any questions?
I feel like I should know the answer, and I apologize that I don't. The substantial increase in the pension, I'm sure, is driven by state and city, because the total headcount is still the same, right?
Right. Well, yeah, what happens, Brian, that's a once-a-year deal. Susan, just you book the entries.
The pension,
yeah.
Our weekly contributions, the employer contributions.
Are you talking about the expenses?
It's just so much higher, 60% higher than last year, and 20% ahead of budget even. I know that you don't have any control over that.
Well, we do. Just
it is based on a slight increase in also payroll.
Yeah, payroll went up.
Payroll went up a little bit too.
Right, so it is a percentage of payroll, I recognize that, but I believe the state must be making us contribute a lot more. Right?
It's not a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, so if you look at the, I know what you're getting at, Brian,
the
correlation between the wages, the excess over budget there, compared to the pension.
You mean wages are up 8%, pension contributions up 60%.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of that could be timing as far as.
What is up 60%?
Well, page this one, the Profit and loss year-to-date comparison, 8 months.
Right.
The 8 month one.
Yeah, year-to-date we're 7,000 more on the pension and 9,700 more on the wages.
But if you look at
this one must be the month of February.
Is for the month of February. So
the month of February is up 60% over last February.
But if you look at year-to-date versus year-to-date, it's
38%. Right.
Okay. So that's basically just a month. It could have been that February was 5 weeks last year.
But even year-to-date, like you said, wages are up 8.
Yeah.
And the pension is up, or not 8.6, right? And the pension's up 38%. It's just a dramatic percentage-wise. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't add up to massive amounts of dollars. Just, I always get frustrated, I guess, when the state pushes down these costs onto the cities.
So some of that is an actual versus budget routine. Some of it, the wages, there was something going on with the wages. The raises piece was not in the budget.
It was a promotion.
Yes.
Wasn't in the budget.
Yes, that's right. And that could have a correlation to the pension amount.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Brian. They should kind of move together.
Yeah.
But
it also could be in comparison to the week, too.
Yeah.
I think last year, I think last year was a 5-week February, whereas this year is March.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to have such a long conversation, but I think it's great to see the fuel flow fees up 29% year to date.
Yeah.
That's great. And the registration was great.
Yeah, the registration, that's a one-time, definitely, higher, with about 11,000 more than we expected, I think was the...
We budgeted 30.
Yeah, we budgeted 30, but we got 36.
Yep. We seem to have gotten it a little bit earlier this year, so that's why it's not included in the overall year to date for fiscal year.
I'm still curious as to why that is still an unknown. That should be a very easy calculation, and why we can't have that. It just seems like it should be registration fees for the state times 25%, and thank you very much.
Those are just my questions and comments.
Sure.
So, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, we did have, as Chris put it, a non-billable snowstorms. We were clear in runways and stuff, but nothing around the hangars because of the little bit and the amount and the kind of storm we got.
Right.
So we had a little bit more overtime and part-time wages, but we didn't get any revenue to offset that. But it looks like we're not going to either for the sort of weather. Yay.
Any more questions on the February 2022 financial statements? Jeff?
No questions for me.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the February 2022 financial statements, subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, Chris, would you take a roll call, please?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that motion passes. Thank you. Okay, communications. We had no formal communications to the Airport Authority this month. That brings us on to reports. So we'll start with the power report. And it looks like for the month of February, we have a total of 4,505 operations. That's up a bit from last month, 5%, but year over year, we're still down, looks like 18%, a little bit harder for the
year. Yep, 18 for the year, 24.
And year to date, 20, we're down 24%, so hopefully when the weather gets warmer, we'll have more people flying. That brings us to the airport manager.
Okay. And a lot of that, General Woods, was weather related. Okay, recent events, none. We obviously had a few snow events, like we already discussed. Most of them not billable. There were events where we had to get the runway cleared, mostly due to corporate jet activity, which accounts for some of the overtime and the wages related to snow removal. Upcoming events, Saturday, June 18th, as we've discussed before, we have the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Flying and Barbecue, be hosted here at Nashua Airport at Hangar 81. It's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. event. Hopefully there'll be a big turnout this year of aircraft and attendees to the barbecue. They sold out the event last year, and they anticipate selling out again this year. We'll be using the tower ramp for this function in front of 81. Just this afternoon, I was speaking with Jeff DeSalvo from Parks and Rec Department, and they're the ones who put together the summer fun programs for the city of Nashua. And we've decided on Saturday, September 17th, to hold Wheels and Wings this year. As in the past, it'll be an event that's open to the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Setup starts at about 8 o'clock in the morning. So we're just gearing up to start making all of our invitations and plans for that, and hopefully we get good weather on that day, because we generally do not have rain dates for that event. Last year we had done it a week later in the year, and the only reason we did it a week later last year was because there was a food truck festival the week before, the week that we wanted to have the event, and the city didn't want the two events going on at the same time. This year, we're able to coordinate it, get it on the week that we want, which is basically the week after Labor Day. All the kids are back in school. Everybody's back in town. Hopefully, see some big crowds for that. And we're also going to try to have a couple of these food trucks at the event this year so people can get water and refreshments. Other items of interest, met with Rotor Technologies and Natural Fire Rescue a couple weeks ago. We discussed testing procedures and safety plans for their flight test program for the R-22. Fire department came down, met with everybody, and it actually resulted in them, they're putting an upgraded fire system into the building, a whole new panel and fire suppression system in that building. We actually went out, or they went out, I should say, to have a test flight one day. When I say test flight, it's not a flight. The machine is actually tethered to the ground, and it was going to be a simple run-up. They ran into some complications, and we never even started the copter that day, but that's why it's called testing. But in the future, the fire department's on standby, and the fire department, I think, agreed with me that there's not a lot of risk involved in this. It's simply starting the copter up, running it on that pad out there where you see the Jersey barriers out there in the grass tie-down area. And when they're all done with those, they're going to donate those to the airport. And next winter, we'll be putting those along Perimeter Road near the fence behind Mr. Boswell's hangar, where we've had several crashes through that fence in years past. This year, knock on wood, we didn't have any. Moving right along. Participated in a virtual meeting with FAA, New Hampshire DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics, and Gale Associates to discuss the Taxiway Alpha relocation versus rehabilitation and the opportunities for large corporate hangar developments on the D-ramp. We've had a couple of meetings since this was printed, and we are now waiting on a final response from Bureau of Aeronautics and FAA, which they said they will get to us tomorrow morning, which leads me into the next item of interest. I presented the Nashua Airport Authority 6-year capital improvement plan to the City Capital Improvement Committee, and actually Joe Duquette, Director Duquette, came with me and we presented that in person to the Capital Improvement Committee, I think it was a week ago.
Last Monday.
And when I submitted this, we didn't really have all the answers yet from Bureau of Aeronautics, and a lot of it hinges on this Taxiway Alpha relocation versus rehabilitation. So I explained that to the city, and gave them an updated spreadsheet, and they reopened the clear.gov site that we submitted all this on, and I'll be resubmitting it tomorrow afternoon with the updated information that we get from Bureau of Aeronautics tomorrow. Last item, I met with Rick DeCostic from the Civil Air Patrol, discussed upcoming activities and events that they'd like to participate in. They'd like to help us with these events with cadets for security, et cetera. Told them about the two events we have upcoming. The other thing is we've opened up the doors on 93 Perimeter Road, the administration building. For CAP, they'll be holding monthly meetings for their senior officers. That'll be the first Tuesday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. Do you have any questions?
It would be great to, you know, to have the cadets help out, you know, some of these events.
Yeah. And they've helped in the past, and they are a good help. You know, keep an eye on
Definitely.
The boundary lines, make sure everybody stays safe.
Is there any discussion or any thoughts of having a Eagles flight?
I actually put a call in today to Eric Wiseman. He's the gentleman that organized it last year, but we got weathered out. And so he and I have been talking during the winter, and we're trying to get another one going this year. So it was all set to go last year, and
right.
It was IMC all morning. And as soon as we called all the pilots off, it cleared up, and it was beautiful, clearing a million at 1 p.m.
Right.
It was too late to start it at that point, but...
Murphy too.
He did a great job actually putting that together. He did it pretty short time, so we'll get that going again this year.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris? Okay. So moving along, airport engineer Nick. All right. So the Yale Associates is administering. We have now three airport projects on behalf of the airport building. The first is the building number 2. No updates until our meeting. We're still waiting on the change order number 2 approval from the NHGOP, Bureau of Aeronautics. So they have been more responsive as of late. However, there are more pressing issues with grant applications coming due and reviews for all of the projects in the state. So they have been reviewing our submittals on time, and I suspect that they want to get through that and get everything out to bid before they circle back to projects like this that are sort of outstanding. Any questions on the first project here?
So that again, that approval, that change order, that's holding up the payment to Continental?
It is, because the final reimbursement can't be processed until the project is actually closed out and they receive all the closeout documents, and that change order is one of the documents that we need to finalize the closeout paperwork.
Okay. Have they been giving us any Continental?
I spoke with Bruce Powell from Continental on Monday.
Yep.
He asked if it would be okay if he reached out to NHDOT himself.
Yeah.
Which I said that is your prerogative.
Okay.
How much would that be? And no, any idea what the dollar amount?
$200,000.
It's over $500,000.
Oh, well, like $800,000.
No, it was five something, I thought. Yeah.
Okay. So we do have the option of applying for another reimbursement prior to the final. We can reimburse up to 95%. Of the grant before closeout. So that last 5%, we could probably get them paid up to, but by the time we go through that process, we may have.
Okay.
Do they have a period of time, they being the Bureau of Aeronautics, by which they have to respond to this last change order?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I guess it's a good thing that Continental has good cash flow.
And it's in the contract, just from our, where we come from, that they don't get paid till we get paid, so they understand that we're not just holding out the
right.
money on them.
So that, yeah, I'm sure they
okay. Second project is the rehabilitation of Pathway Alpha. I think Chris covered that pretty well. We are waiting for a determination from the DOT and FAA on whether or not relocating it will be viable. So no update on this, and no action requested at this time.
Nick, do you have an idea? So I know we pushed a bunch of numbers around for this thing. Is there an approximate, like, amount of money to relocate the taxway versus the other 2.5 million? Is it 3.5 million? What's the marginal?
I think we anticipated 5.4 million.
That much?
Yes, it would be quite a bit more paving because we're not keeping what's there and rehabilitating.
Well, it's the same amount of pavement, it's the same amount of footprint of paving, right? It's just the work to put the base in and move it, right?
Right. You'd be looking at a lot more if we pulled that construction versus what we were doing to rehabilitate.
Yeah. So it's not the asphalt, it's the base.
Right. The paving block.
Right. It just seems like twice as much, it sounds like a lot, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, these are all planning level items. And the third project is the rehabilitation of golf and cross ramp. We have received the 95% review comments from the DOT. We're waiting on review comments on the specifications. We've received the plans. The plan markups are done. And as soon as we get those specification comments, we can push this out to bid. I would hope we have this out to bid in the next week or so. So by end of next week is our goal, all contingent upon getting those comments back from NHDOT.
That's the electric turn down area?
No.
No.
Before that.
Essentially, north of Charlie, yeah, where it comes into the ramp, up to the Delta taxi lane.
Okay. And as far as general items, we do have one that's not shown on here, so this has sort of been evolving since I wrote the agenda. The bipartisan infrastructure law funding, the $295,000 that the airport gets this year, will be somewhere in that ballpark for the next 4 years following. So 5 years from now, you will receive over $1 million from the FAA in funding that can be used towards almost any project that's AITL, even some that aren't. We have clients looking at replacing flooring in their terminal buildings or using it to acquire furniture for inside their terminal buildings. So, something to think about along with that entitlement, quote unquote, funding is a competitive grant program that I'm working with Chris to apply for a new air traffic control tower for the airport. That application, or the pre-application, is due by the 28th of this month. Then if we are selected, we follow the normal grant application process. So we do the design, put out the bid, all that good stuff. So if there are things that you know are coming up that need to get addressed, let us know. We can assist you with spending that $295 any way you fit. And hopefully we get a new tower out of the $15 billion airport funding.
So one of the things that Nick and I had spoke about the other day, and Matt Caron was involved, I believe Dan Aquarian as well, and Carol, was that the de-icing, some of this bill money can be used for the de-icing equipment that we've been trying to get pushed through on the AFP, through the CIP, and it was Carol's suggestion, actually, that we use this to go for the de-icing equipment.
And that pile of money is that $295 a year?
Yep.
They recalculate it every year, but it should be in that.
Okay. But it's not that tower money.
No, the tower money would be a competitive grant program. Okay. Does any anybody have any more questions for Nick? Jeff, are you good?
All set, thank you.
Okay,
thank
great.
You, Nick.
Carol, if I may.
Yes.
Nick and Matt and Danny and the whole crew up there have been working on this stuff night and day with me, and greatly appreciate you guys doing a great job on that, because this has been a lot of work trying to get the justification through for the relocation of Taxiway Alpha. It's been, we think, a bit unusual, all the justification process, and again, they've been working night and day on this, so thank you.
Yeah, I've seen some of the communication, and yeah, that's a lot of work to answer all the challenges, so thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, so moving on, we have no committees to talk about. Brings us to, you know, old business, $2,500 anonymous donation. And I think last month, we tabled that issue. We're looking for ideas on what to do with that, the money that was donated to the Airport Authority. So is anybody... Does anybody have any thoughts on what we can do with that money?
Well, not directly with that, but the next item, marketing, they kind of did a little bit of work.
Yeah, I'm a swag guy.
Yeah, I'm a swag guy. Okay. But I hooked you up with his swag guy, so I guess.
I was having the assumption that we were going to use that $2,500 donation for swag.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So, but just, I thought that's what we were talking about for the donation to get more advertised
teachers. Right. So, yeah. So kind of springboard off of that. So Brian hooked me up. You know what I mean? So Brian hooked me up with some of his contacts, and I did reach out to him. He's a great guy. I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with him, and we kind of. His swag guy, quote unquote, but really a marketing professional, and the conversation kind of went from the immediate swag question, which ultimately the answer is that's easy. Chris, you've done things. He's like, I can get you whatever you want. It's hundreds of dollars kind of thing. It's not, because that's not really the big deal. And he kind of had me go through what the plan is, what the goals are, how do we, who are we, which is a really good question. And that kind of went to a conclusion after we looked at the website together online. He's like, what's your social media presence? And kind of did all that marketing questioning kind of stuff and kind of realized that he goes, we can swag all day and that's fine. He goes, what you guys really need is you need a rebranding. You need to determine who you are and who you want to appeal to, right, and how you want to go about doing that. Because he said, the website's, not so hot, and you really don't have any real good social media presence. And so he thought that really the best way to go forward and spend any real money in any meaningful way is to kind of pull back a little bit and say, you need to rebrand. You need to kind of work it from the ground up. And he did refer me to another marketing firm here in Nashua. That would be a good resource to start that conversation with and to start framing out. And Brian, you did mention kind of the efforts your company went through and kind of a similar-ish kind of thing of, we're kind of looking at step D and we really need to look at A. So that was a great conversation and got me thinking about a lot of different things as well. But that's the big takeaway is we need to think about if we want to, in a meaningful way, kind of get to the point where we do swag, which I think is awesome. We've always thought about that. Is we need to kind of first, I think, tidy up the big picture first, and then that will be the fruits of that labor, if you will. So just wanted to put that out there as just kind of the initial. I was planning on reaching out to this tech firm to kind of get a better baseline of, okay, what does that look like? Roughly, what does that cost? What kind of, because obviously we're not law, right? So we don't need that level of marketing, but we need something, right? We need.
Who was the marketing guy? There's no question. I just put some stuff on the board here. Just kind of dovetailing the marketing.
There's a lot of moving pieces going on, and you know, I got the proposal from the video guys, and I've been putting more pen to paper in this stuff, and to kind of go off with what Joe just brought up, you know, I'm not sure it's an extensive rebranding, but we certainly have to figure out what comes first. As we have a whole bunch of those six things up there, I can probably ask you more at least. And that's how my brain looks right now. With this arrows going everywhere, it's like, what do you do first? You know, we can't necessarily really push development until we know what we're doing the taxiway. We can't really do any de-icing until we know what we're doing the taxiway. You know, we can certainly redo the website and do some other more, you know, social media stuff. But I think the biggest issue we have right now, and it all comes back to the development of that ramp D. The whole future of this airport, I believe, is absolutely critical to that development of that area. And that's what I keep coming back to. And until we can move the taxiway, until we get de-icing, that's just not going to happen. No one's going to build hangars in that place and have limitations on the front end of that, between the taxiway and the ramp. There's a lot of money to build hangars and develop that area. My information is that it can't happen unless that taxiway is moved and unless we get the IT. Those are the two critical things. And then the tower project, one of the things I was thinking about and talking to people about is, you know, they came up with this, depending on what happens with the SNHU lease, what's going to happen with that? They got two more years on it, and are they going to walk away? Are they going to sublease it? What are they going to do? Because part of this thing could be bulldozing that whole building if we're going to build a new tower, and open up even more space for hangars. So there's just a lot of moving stuff here. And it all dovetails with marketing, because right now we can do all the marketing in the world to the business community and the GA community, but we got nothing. We can get a call tomorrow. I want to base my G600 at your airport, or my Challenger, or my Falcon. Well, that's nice, but we don't have any room. We can't sell it. We can't put it here. So all this stuff, and I hope this message gets through to FAA and DOT, that everything we're talking about, everything hinges on that taxiway relocation. Otherwise, this airport is going to just sit the way it is for the rest of its duration. That's been my conclusion, and a lot of the, you know, talking with Chris and talking with other people, if we don't get that area developed, we are dead. We are. Might as well just put a park with some swings and picnic benches over there, because we got nothing.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
Well, so that's been our primary focus, right, with Nick and Matt and myself.
No question.
Trying to get this, you know, the taxiway off of relocation, and it was one of the key points in the meeting the other day was it's all about self-sustainability.
That's right.
And the FAA, that's what they want to see at airports, and we fly flat out told them, this is what we need to self-sustain.
Yep.
And if you don't do this, just like you said, Dave, I didn't say put the swings up on the park benches, but you're right. You know, to grow, we need this for future growth. We have developers. We have somebody that is, we have two people right now that are writing letters of commitment as of this morning.
Right.
Major developers that are considering developing the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
But it all hinges on this taxiway alpha relocation.
Yeah, that is the absolute, if you looked at the critical path method per chart you put together, everything goes through that gate right there. And if we don't get that, we can probably throw some more T-hangers in there and get some little stuff, but this airport will die. But I'm not talking about growth. I'm talking about being in business 10 years from now. That's what I'm talking about.
It would prohibit us from taking any of these large cabin class jets, G6, and up.
Not even the large ones. We can't put a Citation 10 in this airport right now, unless we mean, it's just... That's kind of the three groups,
but that's the market, you know, that,
right.
That dovetails with all that stuff, and Neil's a great guy, and he can do stuff. I don't know much about Amanda other than I've met her, but whoever it is, you know, we got to be careful not to be selling from an empty cart.
No, that's right. That's kind of the three piles, you know. It's
sure.
It's corporate, which we know the story about what, that's a dead end right now, really, in terms of getting any corporate traction, because nobody's going to base the things here. Community, which is nice and important, but it's not...
Doesn't do anything
in terms of revenue.
You may get some students here, some encourage that, which is good.
Right, and then the GA train part, which are we going to turn into the GA train capital of the Northeast? Probably not.
Well, we've got we've got some pretty good schools here.
We already are.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Let's tell you everything you need to know. Then I guess
we've got a good talent pool out there for sure at the airport, but that again, that's not growing the airport. That's not, it's helping sustain it. It's doing some good things. It's helping aviation in general. Hopefully, Steve and the other folks doing flight training here are gonna hopefully get a few of the students to go through to the airlines. Who knows? But as far as the business of the airport, this whole. Those six things plus are the key, and it all starts with Ramp D.
Definitely that, taxiway, and de-icing. I mean, those are the three pillars for.
Yep.
Okay, now we got a bunch of paths we can go down and do different things, but those have been consistently the things for a while now.
Right. So anyway, that's my 2 cents.
So we're going to have a decision tomorrow?
Yep, that's what we were told.
Excellent. Okay.
So I think this sort of marketing and swag thing is a little bit out, sort of circling the raceway here for a while until we can.
Well, in terms answer your original question, Farrell, about the $2,500 donation, we've talked about getting some swag, and I think that T-shirts that would literally be giveaways because this money was donated. We have two events coming up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Aviation Barbecue and we have the Wheels and Wings. Now, if we could give out however many shirts or hats or whatever we get out of this, Fly Nashua.
Yeah.
I don't think we could find a better avenue.
Those stickers. Stickers.
Yeah, to spend this money that this person has donated to the airport.
Regardless of the bigger marketing picture, I think taking that donation and applying it and using it for some promotional stuff. And I know that Neil and others that's nice we can spend. They wanted to do more because.
Oh yeah, but trust me, more than willing and happy to help you. Right. Whatever you want to do, we can.
Right.
Yeah, no problem. But he took the time to kind of help walk me through a bigger picture idea, which I appreciated.
I think at this time we have an obligation to the person that donated this money to.
So all right,
make
so we'll work up some things, some hats, shirts, whatever. We'll kick them around over the next coming weeks, and then by your June event here,
minimum,
we'll have.
And I know that, Joe, you and I had talked about this. You came in my office one night, and we talked about the whole swag marketing thing and what could be good.
Break out his watercolors and give me some impressions.
Mm-hmm. I have these hidden talents. It's not art.
It's hidden well, isn't it?
Yeah. You'll see some crooked stick figures.
Like the airplanes you draw in third
so
grade.
That's what I propose that we do with this.
Yep, that sounds like
okay.
A good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, so just it may help Neil just to that point to know who that audience is. It's got all sorts of stuff. They've done all of our swag from, I happen to have a little chapstick here. We've got hats, mugs, the grocery bags, the reusable grocery bags we have. We do all that kind of stuff when we have new hires. They get a hat, they get a water bottle, things like that. So. Knowing the audience will help them in for these events, whether is it like the Wheels and Wings is more kids, what are they,
And like Joe and I talked about, one of the things we talked about is, I still have T-shirts that are 20 years old. And, there were shirts that were given to me at some point or something, and, nice logos, whatever. We make these shirts. This goes for a long time. People will be displaying Fly Nashua for the next 20 years.
can give you credit for you still fitting the t-shirts you got.
They've turned into like rags. But they still stay around for a long time.
Absolutely.
And I think it goes a long way. Hats are the same thing. People keep hats for a long time.
Absolutely.
In December of 2020, I got this package in the mail that I wasn't expecting. I opened it up from my employer, and it was a thermal mug. Actually, a nice one. And they gave these out to, I think, all the employees. And they even had our names written on them. So, I brought it into work like next week, and my boss wanders in and he sees it on my desk and he says, "Oh, I see you got your Christmas bonus."
Thanks for 20 years of service. Here's your mug.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, the swag and giving it out at our upcoming event,
yeah,
I like that
great
a lot.
You have to sell it. I mean, some people have put it.
Well, not this stuff. This is just the stuff that was donated from this $2,500 donation.
Almost like a selling out party after COVID and all that kind of stuff. You know.
Well, this is a good trial run.
Yeah.
The swag that people like the most. And then, to your point, do another order of stuff that you're going to
sell.
And
then the website comes on the e-store and it starts to, you know.
Right.
See, you're going to be so busy after we give out these shirts. Fly to Ashua.
I mean, I remember, you know, so I was with the Sessions Fund a couple of years ago, and, you know, the first thing I noticed when I walked into the FBO was a lack of shirts and stocks at the store to buy them, but that kind of stuff.
It, even the lip balm you're talking about, those are things that they stick around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get on a Sessions Fund, what do they all say on them? Macaulay props.
Yeah.
They give them out to everybody there. And what do they cost? Probably not much.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a year that we sponsored the Governor's Manufacturing Symposium every year, and 1 year we just had a whole bunch of flashlights set up. So there's all sorts of options depending on what the audience is.
Yeah, lip balm would be good. That way you can put the theme can be put your lips on us.
Yeah, probably not.
Moving right along.
Hey, kids, free lip balm and coasters. Come and get it.
So one of the things that Myra Obata Club gave out, you know, is past contest. We had lip balms. We also had little containers of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Because it's apropos and outdoor
event. That wings and wheels thing is in September. So it's
just don't get COVID now.
Okay, so that's, again, we'll work on that.
And another good question for him just will be making sure the lead time on various items.
Right. Yeah.
Where's it coming from?
Right.
No, better.
Shut
it. So,
it's
Christmas.
I'd be happy to review any designs or anything that you're planning to submit. For bringing
up
flags,
email
me and I can quote those with you.
Okay, thank you.
Shouldn't trust us. Do we?
I told you I can draw a mean stick figure, Jess.
Do we have the AI or the Adobe Illustrator file for our logo?
The JPEG or BPF?
Well, it's just a lot of okay, the original. I remember I gave them, the design of that, and I remember giving it to somebody over there.
Pantone colors.
The color codes and all that stuff.
So, moving on, we have one new business item, and this came up, this was discussed last month. This is the building 123-125 lease extension, which, Susan, you did some really great digging to help fix this. So this is something that we need to vote on tonight. And for Jessica's benefit, I'll read aloud the addendum. It's short enough. So addendum of lease E-2139-2140. With the unanimous vote, the directors of the National Airport Authority grant 123-125 Associates LLC a 20-year extension to the lease E-2139 and E-2140. So buildings 123, 125, as described in the notice of lease between
123-125 LLC and the Airport Authority dated March 16, 1999 and recorded on April 5, 1999, book 6086, page 0557. The vote was taken at the March 16, 2022 business meeting with the National Airport Authority. The term of this 20-year extension begins June 1, 2013 and terminates May 31, 2033 upon the same terms and conditions as the lease now in effect. So that is the wording of the addendum.
Okay, can I just, I'm a little confused here. You say the entity that we're doing is an LLC, two LLCs, 123, 125?
I think it's the same LLC.
Okay.
It's called 123-125 Associates,
right.
LLC.
Okay, so why then, because nowhere on this letter back in 2013, are they related, this letter and that lease?
What's happening is that the agenda that I just did up for Farrell this time,
yep.
You guys all voted on this. What happened in May 2013, this letter was sent from ACIR as they showed to request the lease extension.
Yep.
And on the back side is the airport manager's response.
Okay.
Dated August of 2013.
Okay.
All we need to do is all I'm looking to have done is clean up the file.
Right.
The register of deeds is a recorded addendum.
So did that LLC not exist?
I think at that point, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I want to make sure the entity that we're extending is the correct entity, because this is not there.
Would you like to see the lease?
Nope, I don't need to. I'm just trusting you. I just wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing it's the correspondence from MacAir.
Yeah.
But the... there's no reference anywhere on this letter going back to 13 that talks about the LLC.
And does the addendum say MacAir?
It just says regarding lease 2139 and lease 2140.
Right, it just refers to
yes. Which I'm also referring to on the addendum as well.
Right, and I'm saying is that addendum you just read, that doesn't, but you don't.
Well, that addendum talks about the two LLCs. This.
And not MacAir.
Not MacAir.
And this part MacAir
without the LLC. So I just want to make sure. I know we're talking about the same property.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they.
It's just weird that
this could have been drawn up by anybody though requesting it for the two lots.
No, no, no. Right. MacAir, the way that MacAir is the overall management company of that.
Yes.
Of their.
You're right, and they're just looking to.
And so, on behalf of the LLC, I'm sure that's what's going on here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I just want to be sure that that this letter and that addendum are talking about the same entities and property.
Yes, they are. Yes. Building 123 and 125 is on the letter from MacAir.
No.
The specific leases.
It just is the
leases
are 2139,
2140.
Okay.
It's the leases that are getting renewed.
Okay, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is the same.
Again,
so in this amendment addendum here, you specifically refer to the specific leases and properties, right?
Yes.
Property E, whatever. One
yeah.
I did specifically mention them, yes.
So the leases are in that addendum.
The property.
Not looking
the 21, 39, and 40.
Yeah.
Those are in the addendum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And essentially that cleans up everything.
Yeah, no, I
it's
understand.
All
yeah.
straightforward.
No, we talked about this in the last meeting that
yep.
there's a few of these kicking around out there that
right.
are gonna surface once in a while. Where everybody agreed to it, in this case 8 years ago or 9 years ago, but the actual addendum never happened. It didn't get recorded or whatever, so that's fine.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Again, as long as the lease numbers are mentioned in there, and that's fine.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on the wording of the addendum? Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the addendum of lease E2139, E2140, as I read it out a couple moments ago.
Second.
Okay. Okay, any more discussion on the addendum before we vote? Okay, Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent. next agenda item is upcoming events, which Chris has already discussed. And that brings us to public input. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, I've got a few moments just to kind of marinate over what David said earlier. I just want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding you. In your vision, do you foresee us as becoming more of a corporate identity,
no,
changing from where we are right now, which is mostly tech money, into the corporate?
No, we're not. What I think our vision is, the sustainability, as Chris mentioned, and in order to do that, the GA aircraft of the world is not growing fast enough to fulfill that space. We have one tract of land available to develop, and that space is that Ramp D area that we're talking about. So unless there's about 50 GA aircraft that want to come in here really right now and build a bunch of T-hangers or smaller hangars, our next, I guess the difference is that general GA is not growing as the biz jet world is growing. So no one's going to turn this airport into a total, you know, a Hanscom, for instance, where all you got here is corporate jets. But what I'm saying is today, or this part of time, corporate jets are driving the industry. So that's the best development opportunity for that area.
So you're talking just in terms of that one, not
yes,
the overall identity of our airport.
No. No, we are going to, my understanding is, my thoughts are that we're still going to be a mixed-use airport. By that I mean there's going to be flight schools, there's going to be GA, there's going to be, you know, Pipers and Bonanzas and Cessnas and everything here, as well as the new Cirrus, a bunch of those coming online. So that's going to be that GA part, I don't see that going away. It may stabilize, but I don't see it going away. This is simply bringing in a chunk of development in the corporate aircraft space, then, so that we can then compete with other airports and other states. And basically, our only asset is the land that this thing sits on, this airport sits on. That's the asset. Right now, we've got about 300,000 or 400,000 square feet that's wasted. So our obligation as a board is to figure out what's the best use of that space. And that's kind of where we're at.
Now, that part I understand. I just want to make sure that your vision doesn't include it supplanting what we have right now.
No, we're adding to it. In other words, we're not going to bulldoze, you know, the brick hangar and down that way and just put up another bunch of, you know, a couple more corporate hangars, you know. Our AIP, our long range plan, does not contemplate any of that.
Did you say RIP?
Our AIP, the Airport Improvement Plan, or the capital, you know.
OURAIP.
So, Steve, if I could add something, as far as management, my perspective, and I believe the whole board's behind me on this, GA and flight training is the backbone of aviation. And I have no intention of changing that here. And like Dave said, we're just adding, we need these corporate jet aircraft in here for land leases and fuel sales, but we have no intention of pushing GA out of here because we know that that's what built this airport. And it will continue.
Yeah, so,
and honestly, they're coming to us.
And quite frankly, I think that you could answer this better than I can, but I've seen an uptick in flight training around this airport recently, a major uptick. East Coast planes are flying constantly. You are here almost as much as I am, 7 days a week, flying with students. So,
yeah,
you know, again, my perspective is you're not going away, GA is not going away, flight training is not going away.
Yeah.
Depending on what SNU decides to do with this building, part of that lease stipulates that it has to be an aviation education institution in this building, and we're not changing that.
Well, if you decide to move that and replace it with a new one, I got a place that is space was created for about 8 years ago. We can put it right over there. I'll hop right in. That was my new vacuum.
Yeah. I hope that answers it for you.
It does.
Okay.
Okay. Any more public input this evening? Okay, so, I'm sorry, Roger.
I have another question. Rotor down here. How often are they going to use that little grass area? Because I heard on the radio last week they want to do some normal chopper CNR work, groundwork.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it because rotor was out there.
So there's, we've already discussed this between the two outfits. Whoever's out there first gets first dibs on it. We're not going to have multiple helicopters working in that area at the same time. They won't be, I don't know what the frequency of the testing is. Right now it's been once out there recently. So, and when CR can't get out there because they're strapped with ground testing, we've also, depending on which runway's in use, most of the time they're using the Compass Rose area or the grassy knoll or by the helipad that's up in the grass knoll.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of places for all the helicopter flight training to go on simultaneously.
Yeah. I just asked if you, I heard that on the radio. Never told that they could have.
I don't understand. What do you mean you heard what? You heard that somebody was being kicked out? What did
no, they requested from the tower to use the area, and they said no, it was being used by rover.
Oh, all right. Okay, any more public input tonight? Okay, so director's comments. I'll start with Brian.
I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. I'll express my appreciation again to Susan for cleaning up this particular lease. I think as David said, there could be more of those working out there. So thank you for this. And once again, thank you to Nick and company. For all the all the work getting done very quickly to answer the. The multitude of questions and issues that our friends at Aeronautics have brought up regarding relocating Taxiway Alpha. So, looking forward to a positive decision tomorrow. And that's about all I got. David?
Yeah, that's about what I got. I did, I want to be sure that we don't lose focus of the big, we talk about a lot of the detail here, the budget and airport and operations, all that stuff. If we stick with that on the board for 6 areas, we're not going to have to worry about this. Not about the budget or the operations. It's going to take care of itself. So, that's my comment.
Pretty much same thing. Thanks for the tenacity for all keeping on all these things we're trying to get pushed through and, fighting the headwinds. So it's good. Hopefully good things to come shortly, but appreciate everybody's efforts.
Hey, Jessica?
Yeah, I also second those comments, especially for all the work that's been done between Gail and the NAA to push through those requests. And I'm looking forward to hearing a good decision. I also want to wish everybody a happy spring, and we'll talk very soon next month.
Okay, thank you. So. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
No problem.
I'll entertain that. Okay.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Okay. Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Adjourned. Thank you. Okay. So, hey, Jess, how is this working out for you?